Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Bucks County officials are mourning the death of a beloved county employee who was killed yesterday afternoon when he and his two sons were hit by an Amtrak train near the Bristol station. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
The Bucks County Coroner's Office says 56-year-old Christopher Cramp and his two sons were killed when they were struck by an Amtrak train near the Bristol station. Bucks County Commissioner Diane Marseglia says Chris Cramp was an integral member of the county's social services programs.
Not just for the staff, but also for all the people who came and depend on those social services.
The coroner's office says 24-year-old Thomas Cramp died by suicide, while his father Chris's death and the death of his brother, 31-year-old David Cramp, are listed as accidental. Officials say the investigation's ongoing, but it appears Chris and David were trying to help Thomas when all three were struck by the train.
A suicide helpline is available at 988. Resources are also available at Bucks County's National Alliance on Mental Illness website at namibuckspa.org. SEPTA Regional Rail riders can now use a credit card or phone app to pay for their rides. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the feature went live this morning.
It's something occasional regional rail riders have longed for, the ability to use a contactless payment such as a credit card or Apple Pay instead of having to use a SEPTA key card. Contactless payments have been accepted on SEPTA buses and subways since September 2023. Interim SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says extra testing was necessary for regional rail.
Took a little bit longer than we had intended, but that was just to make sure that when we launch it, we want it to be right.
Sauer and SEPTA officials demonstrated the new tap-and-go function at the turnstiles at Jefferson Station. Sauer says daily rail commuters, though, will still want to use a key card because it's cheaper.
Sauer says about 15% of SEPTA transit commuters opt to use contactless payments right now. An Atlantic City police officer finds himself on the other side of the law, charged with sexually assaulting a woman inside his police cruiser last September. The details now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
There were several reported encounters between the officer and the accuser prior to the alleged sexual assault. The Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office says 24-year-old Officer Joshua Munyon of Egg Harbor Township is now facing multiple charges. A woman reported that he issued a summons to her for being drunk at the Tropicana Casino and then took her to a parking lot and sexually assaulted her while she was still in handcuffs. Prosecutors say Officer Munyon told supervisors the victim was never in his car, but surveillance video showed both of them getting into and out of the car, and the vehicle's GPS tracker detailed the route taken, investigators say corroborating the victim's statements.
Officer Munyon is being held in the Atlantic County Jail pending a detention hearing.
The National Transportation Safety Board says speed and fatigue were factors in the fatal I-95 crash and collapse nearly 2 years ago in northeast Philadelphia. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
In his final report, the NTSB says Nathan Moody, the driver of the gasoline tanker truck that flipped over under the I-95 overpass in June of 2023, failed to slow down before the crash occurred. Investigators say the cover on top of the tanker was open and gasoline leaked out, intensifying the fire, which melted the steel beams, causing a portion of the interstate to collapse. Moody was killed. Investigators say Moody worked 10-hour days, 10 p.m. to 8 a.m., 5 days a week, and may have been tired. Among the lessons learned, the NTSB cited the importance of mitigating commercial truck driver fatigue and the benefit of electronic stability control, which the truck did not have. The system is designed to prevent rollovers.
Investigators said if the truck did have that system, the rollover could have been prevented even with the truck traveling over the posted speed limit. Does the Philadelphia School District need a chief of joy? City Council members seem to think so. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports many endorsed the idea at a lengthy hearing on the issue today.
Like many council members, Rue Landau sends her child to public school. At the hearing, she recalled his early days in a highly structured and disciplined kindergarten.
He came home every day and laid on the couch and seemed depressed. And we said in our house that the school was sucking the joy out of him.
Landau was one of the sponsors of the hearing, which featured testimony from students and parents about practices that strip joy from the school day. Parent Amy Falring called them the Dirty Dozen.
The 12 most painful and widespread realities in our schools, the silent lunches, the collective punishment, the shaming, the yelling, and the berating.
But Jamie Banks, the district's chief of student support services, said the district does not condone those practices and, in fact, provides support teams in every school to promote behavioral and emotional health.
Banks conceded that implementing practices across 200 schools can be a challenge, but insisted joy is a school district goal. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter. With high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.